The recent killing of three bears in Kodiak residential areas has prompted a number of local residents to ask the Borough Assembly to step up to help the community be more bear aware. First off, organizer Bill Tucker says there is no bear problem. What Kodiak has, he says, is a people problem, which is causing bears to habituate to visiting residential areas because a small percentage of locals don't keep their garbage under control and don't lock dumpsters. The plan, says Tucker, is for people who care about bears to attend or call in to tonight's meeting with their suggestions and their concerns about the local bear situation.
So we want to try to figure out what we can do to help or guide the Borough Assembly or tell them our thoughts or whatever about how we think we could resolve this and what some of the issues might be. And so we've talked about it in small groups and got it out on BearAware, and we've been on the news and Channel 11 once statewide. So we're just trying to get the Assembly to listen to the community and so that they know how the community feels when they move forward with some of these issues.
As the retired head of the borough's Engineering and Public Facilities Department, where he dealt with bears at the landfill, Tucker got a thorough education on bear behavior near garbage. Tucker was our guest on this week's Talk of the Rock program, where he discussed concerns about bear issues and what he and his group are calling bear aware. He says Kodiak residents are very much interested in protecting both the bears and the people who live with them.
I think there was five of us that connected on Facebook through Messenger and started talking about what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. And then once I put it on an invite on BearAware to the meeting, I think we now have 75 people either interested or going or between the two. So we'll see who shows up, but we turned into a bigger picture that I don't know everybody involved now.
This evening's meeting holds an excellent example of what Tucker means by the Borough Assembly's actions having a big impact on bears. An ordinance for introduction includes what's referred to as UMOT, which stands for Uniform Minor Offense Table. What it does is it allows the borough to set fines and fees for various infractions within the borough, essentially giving local ordinances some teeth. Tucker says that his group would like to ensure that fines are reasonable for things that lead to bear problems, things such as not securing a dumpster or leaving garbage out that draws in bears, and that people who are attracting bears get fined.
If they implement that and don't have what's needed in it, it's not going to do much good.
You mean implement in terms of what's needed to keep the bears?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, right now it appears to be that they're going to implement pieces that they would be able to fine you if you didn't dispose of your garbage correctly at a dumpster. But I don't think they're going to be able to fine you if you don't take care of your garbage at your residence.
He says he'd like for people to offer suggestions for amendments or things to consider now so that the UMOT ordinance can incorporate residents' concerns before it is approved and becomes law at a future meeting.
And it just depends on what they add and subtract from this. And so if we can get in early and get our public comments in of what we think is needed to control this, it may end up with a better product than what they have written right now.
Tucker cited suggestions of his own and of those in his group on how the borough can help. For instance, getting data from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game on whether a longer road system bear hunt would result in more bears taken and fewer around town. Set up programs to ensure new people to town understand the local bear population and how to behave if they encounter a bear. And 3, phase in some of the new bear-proof containers before the new waste management contract takes effect on July 1st. Possibly, he said, preventing some young bears from being habituated this summer.
I think if we do this right, we can not kill any bears next year.
For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.